Hunter in the studio today. He's the Fender guy. I'm the Gibson guy, and we're politely disagreeing on certain things today. Is what guitar players do. That's what we do. And Ralph, you know, if you think about it, the electric guitar. It's not the electric guitar. It's the solid body electric guitar, and that's what really set everything apart, in my opinion. You think about it, you know, Les Paul. He invented it supposedly. He hit a log, he had a 4x4, and he put, you know, strings on it and everything. But really, it's the pickup. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. World of difference between that humbucker and that that single coil.
That's true. You think about it, you know, we think about the Fenders and the Gibson. Actually, Rickenbacker did it first. Did it in 1931. They had a solid body lap steel guitar. But really, you know, who did it first? I guess, you know, technically, Les Paul did it first, but Fender actually did the first one that was practical, I guess. You know, you can actually play. They came out with the Esquire in 49, and then they had then they came out with the Broadcaster in 50, and then the Telecaster in 51. But someone had already had the name Broadcaster, so they had to change it. But in between, they couldn't put anything on the headstock, so those guitars are called the Nocasters.
Worth quite a bit of money.
I'd like to have one of those.
Absolutely.
A Fender Nocaster. Yeah. And then then Les Paul got out in 52. Then Fender came out with a Stratocaster. That's a 54. That was a big difference. Those are two completely different guitars, a Strat and a Tele.
The big thing that was set them apart, me, other than the three pickups, were the body contour and shape of that Strat. You know, you play the Telecaster, that's like playing a chunk of wood.
That's right. It is. It is. You know, it's a basic guitar.
Yep.
That's what some people like most about it.
It is what I like most about mine.
You still play one today, don't you?
I absolutely do.
You're playing a lot in your band next week, and you'll be playing a Tele, won't you?
I sure will. It's very versatile, and you can cover a lot of music with it.
That's right. But the Strat, like you said, it had that nice shape to it. It had the double cut. Had a little cutaway right there where your right forearm wouldn't get on the edge of it.
Exactly.
Oh man, I just love those guitars. And you know, then Gibson came out with their, you know, of course the Les Paul guitar, heavy guitar. They came out with the humbucker pickup. And why they call it a humbucker pickup? Well, the single coil pickup had that little 60 cycle hum to it. And they pretty much solved that now. But the humbucker. You know, they put the positive and negative poles against each other and got rid of the hum. So that's a good name for it, I guess.
It was amazing how that worked.
Yeah, I'm not really a pickup guy. I'm not know anything about electronics. But I remember when me and you got those Fender Bullet guitars, and we discovered Robert Cray.
Oh, man, stutter popping playing Robert Cray.
There you go.
What a sound.
Now, Robert... You told me one time, you won't hear Robert on the radio. You won't find Robert. Somebody's got to turn you on to Robert Cray.
And you turned me on to Robert Cray.
Turned you on to Robert Cray.
I appreciate that.
And I forget who did it. I was at a guy's house one time. I said, who is that playing? He goes, that's Robert Cray. And I went immediately and found a Robert Cray album. And we found Strong Persuader.
That was it.
Strong Persuader. And, you know, blues guys, you try to improvise. You don't want to play solos note for note. But on Smoking Gun... That's still one of the only guitar solos I played note for note if I played it on stage.
Absolutely.
And Robert Cray. And here's a very good example of what a Fender Stratocaster and a Fender Twin Reverb, not cranked so high as Stevie sounds like, and Robert's just got that smooth sound. And this is listening to Robert Cray here at Smoking Gun.
You're not sitting there alone. glass I showed her.
Mr. Robert Cray, and I guess I showed her. I guess I showed her that a man can have his limits.
Has got to be my all-time favorite artist, I believe, Robert Cray.
How about that lyric, though? She can have the house, she can keep the car, as long as I can keep this ugly old green guitar.
See, that's why I consider him the total package, man. He's got his songs have the awesome lyrics, his vocals are dynamite, and then that sound.
Yeah, in the live show with the horn section.
Oh, man, I've always wanted to jam with some horns, man.
Remember me and you and I think it was Rufus and his wife went and saw him at the Charleston Music Hall.
Exactly. I've seen probably Robert Cray about 5 times, and that was absolutely the best concert I've ever gone.
No, I think I saw him also one time at the Brittle Bank Park, the 4th of July show.
B.B. King?
That's right.
I was there, too. I took Alex there, my son.
Yeah, I was the guy with the hat and a beer.
That was...
You couldn't have missed me. All right, anyway. Yeah, but, Robert Cray. I mean, what an underrated vocalist.
I know, man.
And his lyrics. And what song were you singing, Right Next Door?
Let me tell you, when I'm trying to get in the mood with the wife, I put on some Robert Cray, and it's happening.
There you go.
It's happening.
I like the one, She Was Just Another Notch on My Guitar. That's a good lyric right there. We talked about the pickups a while ago, the single coils, and the humbucking pickups. But you know what? Gibson had a single coil, the big P90 pickup.
Sure was. Hot.
Very hot guitar. I played an SG with that one time. I borrowed from my friend Bill. I was getting pinch harmonics off that thing. I wasn't even trying. We played together that night. It was at the Kickin' Chicken in Somerville, I believe it was.
Right down Main Street. So it was the old Shoney's.
We still talk about the Gibsons and the Fenders. You know, the Les Paul came out in 52 and Stratton in 54. And the Les Paul changed its name. No, it didn't change its name. It just changed its body style. It looked like the SG, but it was called the Les Paul still. And there's all kind of rumors why. Some people say Les Paul didn't really want it, didn't like the look of it. Satan's guitar. But I heard somebody said that he didn't want to endorse it because Gibson's going to give him a bunch of money for it. And he was going through a divorce, and he didn't want his wife to have that money. I should have said that. But, you know, the SG is a whole different guitar in itself. I always say it is the illegitimate child of Les Paul.
Well, I see you adopted it.
I did. And it has an attitude.
I see that.
When you play a SG, you have a chip on your shoulder.
Being illegitimate.
Yeah, there you go. But like I said, though, but then you talk about Gibson guitars, you think about Les Paul, and you just put a you pick up in your Tele, then you put a Pearly Gates pickup in it?
I sure did. You know, the Tele's been very versatile, but there's a sound you just can't get without the humbucker. And I put those little Pearly Gate humbucker in there, and what a difference.
Now, who makes that? Seymour Duncan?
Seymour Duncan. What a difference.
Well, you know, where the name Pearly Gates came from is actually a guitar that belonged to ZZ Top, on Billy Gibbons' ZZ Top. And the Pearly Gates pickup was actually, you know, patterned after his guitar. That's where the Pearly Gates came in. So his prized possession is, I think it's a 59 Les Paul, and he named the guitar Pearly Gates.
Nice.
And I forget the story. I should have researched more. But people don't think about ZZ Top being a blues band. ZZ Top in the early days was very much a blues band. And it's on Barbecue. I think it's off a Rio Grande Mud album. But, you know, I might be wrong. But if I am wrong, I tell you what, you know, some people should drop us a line. Get online at WVFFradio.com and tell me, Johnny, you're wrong. That was on Trey's Ombres. Whatever. And if you feel know a good bit about the blues, come on in the studio. I tell you what, we'll even shoot a game of pool. Well, maybe not. But we have a nice pool table in the lounge here in the office. And if we can get the guys to get rid of this disease called flat spot itis and setting things on the pool table, maybe one day we'll shoot a game of pool. But you're welcome to come by the studio anytime. Speaking of Pearly Gates and Billy Gibbons, how about ZZ Top and Barbecue? Don't you? No, baby.
done ran into my baby and finally found my old blue jean.
Right there is Blue Jean Blues, ZZ Top. I believe that was off the Rio Grande Mud album. Probably the first really true blues song that I listened to. You know, my brothers were 10 years older than me. You know, all the other kids were listening to the Osmonds. I was listening to Black Sabbath and ZZ Top. And I thought that's pretty cool. I've heard blues like that before. What do you think about that song, Ralph?
Yeah, that little old band out of Texas. Good grief.
I'm telling you.
The sound he gets out of Gibson, you hear somebody like Stevie Ray who used the higher gauge strings and just, you know, bending like crazy. And Billy, no, the string size, get them light as possible.
Sevens.
Yeah, but what about the tone? That's what you got to amplify for.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, that's pretty much a pretty good contrast right there when I said the Telly and the Strat was the was the ice pick. And right there, that was the butter knife.
Yeah, you hear how sweet and round that sound was. Oh.
You know, what the touch. And, you know, he's my favorite guitarist. And I've seen ZZ Top more than any other band live. And what I like about Billy Gibbons is he's not the fastest. He's not the most technical. As you can hear, 4 seconds and turn it off. Oh, that's Billy Gibbons.
Oh, yeah. Definitely recognizable.
Kind of like B.B. King.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stick around. We got more music to come. We have my friend Ralph Hunter in the studio with us today. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll come back with some more Fender versus Gibson. We're going to talk about just a little bit. We got some more songs to air. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,